Japan is also getting international help. One of the first on the scene was South Korea. The two countries are close geographically, but relations are strained over Japan's occupation of Korea. That was in the early 20th century. As Jason Strother reports from Seoul, many South Koreans are putting aside bad feelings to lend a hand.
Two women wrapped in heavy winter coats sit across the street from the Japanese embassy. Sentimental music blares from a van parked nearby. The women, both in their 80s, are former comfort women. They were forced to serve as prostitutes for the Japanese military during the Second World War. These women come here every week to call for a formal apology from the Japanese government. But today, they're not talking about the past. They're here to express their sympathy for Japan. One of the women, Kilwon Oak, says the disaster there has affected her deeply. Even one loss of life in Japan hurts my heart, she says. It hurts so much to see that so many people died. We have to work together, as neighbors, to make things better. This was the 962nd protest held by the former comfort women and their supporters. But instead of shouting at the Japanese embassy as they normally do, this time they observed 10 minutes of silence for the earthquake and tsunami victims. Yoon Mi-hung represents the Korean Council for Women Drafted for Military Sexual Slavery by Japan. Yoon says the pain caused by the disaster in Japan is similar to the pain these Korean women suffered in the past. So we decided to turn our protest this week into an expression of sorrow for the Japanese victims. South Korea plans to spend millions of dollars to help Japan's victims. Seoul is sending plane loads of food, bottled water, and blankets to devastated areas. The government has also agreed to send some of its boron reserves, which are used to help stabilize nuclear reactors. It's not just the government lending a hand. The Korean Red Cross says people are rushing to donate. Ko Jin Kwang runs a private humanitarian organization in Seoul. He plans to send 150 volunteers with experience in natural disaster relief to help out in northern Japan. He says this is not a time to dwell on bitter feelings. We do not care about the past, Ko says. Japan is our neighbor, and when they hurt, we have to help them. And by doing that, we can improve our relationship and forget about the past. Yoon Mi-hung of the Comfort Women Support Group also hopes the disaster can help bring the two nations closer together. But she says it could easily fall apart once the humanitarian work is over. She says it could help improve relations, but Japan and Korea still need to resolve the historical issues, because without that, any goodwill created now won't last very long. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.